All right, everyone. Oh, we don't have micro we have microphones, but not a PA in here, so please we'll speak loud and articulate. We'll bring our meeting to order. This is our March 2026 meeting. Thanks everybody for being here. We have a full agenda, so we are going to jump right into it before I get to the conference. If you want to meet those some new faces and returning faces. We've got a couple of new commissioners and a returning commissioner. So before we begin, I'd like each of them, first off, to welcome them to the commission. Thank you. And then if you could, commissioner, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Me.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kevin Nybert. I'm from Sioux Falls, and these hardware stores in Sioux Falls and Watertown, Dakota Workwear also. Real quick, hopefully I can make it quick. My passion for the outdoors really started with my dad. He grew up in International Falls. He was the first firearm safety instructor for all the northern counties of northern Minnesota, Hoochiching, St. Louis County, et cetera. He had the opportunity to buy a hardware store in Sioux Falls, and I thank God every day he did. But so we moved to Sioux Falls 68 years ago when I was one, and really fell in love with the outdoors of South Dakota. Actually, real quick, I grew up. He commuted back and forth from Palisades State Park. Family would camp at Palisades, Lake Herman, Newton Hills, and he would commute back and forth to work, and the family would stay at the campground. Had the opportunity to buy a place in Custer, right below Limestone Ridge, so I'm connected to the Black Hills. In 1984, I told my dad, I said, "Dad, if we don't buy our own place to hunt pheasants, we're not going to be hunting pheasants very much." So we bought a place in White Lake, so I'm connected to White Lake. Then I fell in love with Lake Hendricks. And for those of you, you need to know, Lake Hendricks is a border lake, and we have a place on the South Dakota side. So you always have to preface that up at Lake Hendricks. But I'm very, very, very honored to be part of the commission, and I thank Governor Rowan for the appointment. So thank you. Good to be here.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Nyberg. And then Commissioner Kirkaby, same.
Thank you. My name's Dean Kirkaby. I'm from Clark, South Dakota. I'm a fourth generation farmer there. We have a livestock and CRP farm mostly. It was sort of my cousins and my mother's retirement plan was to put some of the marginal farm ground into conservation reserve. And we also have some walk-in land. And I've had a real pretty close relationship with GF&P in our little area for the last 20 years or so. And I guess we raise livestock, and I'm a private pilot. And that's kind of the highlights.
Very good. Thank you for that, Commissioner. And returning, we have Commissioner Chuck Spring that is with us. Commissioner Spring, I think most folks probably know you, but if you want to just share a little bit about yourself.
Live out in Union Center area, live on a ranch. I have a cow calf operation. My boys help me with it. It's been many generations there. My great grandfather had homesteaded some of the ground there, and everybody's been there since. And I have three boys and one daughter that lives at Spearfish, and I've had a passion for hunting and especially the big game part of it. I just have a passion for large animals, and not that I don't like the other, but that's where my passion is. And I appreciate being back on, and I appreciate Governor Roden letting me fill this spot. Thank you.
Thank you. And congratulations again to all of you. We look forward to our collaboration as we work on behalf of the people of the state. With that, we're going to move into some of our housekeeping that needs to be done. One of those is the conflict of interest disclosure. I am required to read this at the beginning of every meeting. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, The commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclosure an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, the commissioners have seen the agenda. Does anyone believe they have a conflict of interest for this month's meeting? Seeing none, very good. We will move on. Next, approval of the previous meeting minutes. These were from January. We did not meet in February. We all have had the opportunity, as has the public, to view those minutes. Do we have any questions or comments regarding those minutes? Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Those meeting minutes are adopted. Additional commissioner salary days. Do we have any commissioners that have any additional salary days? Seeing none, we will move on. And with this, we have the election of our vice chair. And if some of you are unaware, sadly, last month we lost Commissioner Beast. He had a long fought battle against cancer, and he will be greatly missed. He was dedicated to public service and making a difference when it came to wildlife and ensuring that the public could enjoy our outdoor resources. We will have to replace him. He was our vice chair. And so with that, do we have any commissioners that have either any comments or nominations for a vice chair? Commissioner Teal.
It'll be hard to replace Travis. He was, I feel like, a good colleague and friend to all of us. So, but with that, moving forward, I think Bruce would probably be good in the vice chair spot. I know he has a lot of experience with meetings and keeping them on task and very involved. So I would appoint Commissioner Bruce Cole for the vice chair.
We have a nomination for Commissioner Cole. We do need a second for that nomination.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Bartling. Any additional comments on that nomination? Commissioner Cole, before we move forward with a vote, any comments? Do you accept the nomination?
Yeah. Position is not that I have to replace Travis.
Yeah.
What you said was definitely true. Travis was a great guy. He and I like to talk and argue sometimes, but his heart was in everything South Dakota. He was a great guy. Yeah, and I'll accept it, yes.
Very good. With that, we'll move forward. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Commissioner Cole will now lead us the vice chair for the department. Thank you for stepping up in your service, Mr. Cole.